Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live Tuesday, the 7th day of March, 2006 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll have wide open phones today and cover masses of vital news and information. Meet the world's most dangerous terrorists, delivery drivers, chicken farmers, sack makers, taxi drivers, and students. Their weapons of mass destruction include battery chargers, casino Casio watches, and peanut oil. Yes, we'll get into this article also. All across the nation, people who get auto loans or pay off credit cards are being harassed by Homeland Security, and they're now going to be over all of the over-the-counter cold remedies. Every facet of your life will be watched over by the nice commissariat, the nice federal police force in infrastructure protection. All crime, all misdemeanor is terrorism, as the federal judges just ruled, going along with the USA Patriot Act, and now it's going to Bush's desk, radically expanded. Then we have nice little spin articles like, "Hey, Guantanamo Bay detainees beg to stay." And I saw that last night and knew what I'd hear this morning. The neocons, see, they love it. Why, look at all the food they get. One of the threats they use is that they'll be sent to one of the stands where they're literally boiled in oil or water. They'll be sent to one of the torture camps in Eastern Europe where they're tortured to death. And they all know about this, and it's admitted, they're told, "You'll be taken here and tortured to death. You think this torture is bad?" So they beg, "No, please don't torture me. No, no, don't send me to the death camp." Many of them just give up, try to commit suicide, and say, "Fine, send me to the death camp." And they are sent to the death camp, don't worry. But then by the time the neocons spin it, see, they're begging to stay at Camp X-Ray. Camp X-Ray, as I said 3 years ago, is just kind of a little wonderland, a promotion arm for the American people. Torture light. And then, of course, it came out, all the rendition and torture centers all over the world where they rape your wife or worse in front of you. It's all part of the new freedom that America is sharing with the world. But by the time you hear the neocons, they'll just say, "Look at this headline. They love Camp X-Ray." What a sick joke. And I'll have mindless, dull-eyed people stop me in the street. "Hey, man, they like it at the camp." Like that congressman a few years ago with the plate of food going, "Look how good they eat. They're eating real good over there." Did the Pentagon create orbital space plane? I mentioned this yesterday, never really got into it in more detail. I want to today. Also, the troops. Well, you stick the sticker on your car. You claim, "Hey, I support the troops." Well, in a major poll, 72% of the troops want out of Iraq now. But you don't really support the troops. You support the president and the great leader. Really serious news headline here. Sun's next 11-year cycle could be 50% stronger than the current cycle that's now ending, which they are saying is the record cycle in the last 100 years that they've been recording the radiated power output of Sol, of the center of the solar system. And also, another article concerning similar things. Think Pompeii got hit hard? Worse eruptions lurk. So it's more on Iran. So much. We'll cover the news. Get to your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Have an interesting article here. Now the Las Vegas Sun, AP. Thousands of federal cases kept secret. And it says, despite the Sixth Amendment's guarantee of public trials, nearly all records are being kept secret from more than 5,000 defendants who completed their journey through the federal courts over the last 3 years. Instances of such secrecy more than doubled from 2003 to 2005. And it goes on to report that these, of course, were non-terrorism cases, but all crime is terror, so it is terror, just like the New York Sun reported. This is an AP article posted in the Las Vegas Sun. An Associated Press investigation found, and court observers agree, that most of these defendants are cooperating government witnesses, but the secrecy surrounding their records prevents the public from knowing details of their plea bargains with the government. Most of these defendants are involved in drug gangs, though lately a very small number come from terrorism cases. Some of these cooperating witnesses are among the most unsavory characters in America's courts, multiple murderers and drug dealers. Well, yeah, but they're bearing false witness against innocent people. You'll have the same murderer, same drug dealer, who's in court every 2 weeks, sending some innocent person to prison. That's how this country works now. Got to keep them safe. Can't let it be known that criminals are sending good people to prison. But the public cannot learn whether their testimony against Confederates won them drastically reduced prison sentences or even freedom. And it goes on to talk about in the nation's capital, which has had serious problems with drug gangs, murdering government witnesses, the secrecy has reached another level. The use of secret dockets for hundreds of such defendants over the past few years in the city, should some acquire the actual case number for them and enter it in the U.S. District Court's computerized record system, the computer will falsely reply, no such case, rather than acknowledge that it is a sealed case. And it goes on. And, of course, it's all to fight the drugs. Oh, yes, the government is really fighting the drugs. It hates the heroin and cocaine, and it hates having to ship it in, and hates having to bust all their competition, and hates putting your kids in private prisons openly owned by the big drug cartels so they get you coming and going. They play both sides of it. What a sick joke. Oh, I'm sorry, the court cases are secret now, and no one gets to know what happened. It's freedom. We have to fight Al-Qaeda. We have to fight the drug dealers. Before I get into Iran and all this other news, and there is a lot of it today, before I do that, I want to get into these two articles. They're both excellent stories written by the Watsonians, Steve Watson and Paul Watson. I'm having a moment of frustration here. I just had the second article in my hot little hand and can't find it. Well, here's one of them. I'll find the next one during the break. Meet the world's most dangerous terrorists, delivery drivers, chicken farmers, sack makers, taxi drivers, and students. Their weapons of mass destruction include battery chargers, Casio watches, and peanut oil. And it is a long article, an excellent article that he's written. We can't read the entire thing, 5 pages, small type. But it goes on, and of course every statement he makes is a hyperlink to where they admit it. The release of names and backgrounds of the Guantanamo inmates has revealed what we knew all along. The world's most dangerous terrorists are nothing of the sort. They are poor farmers and the like who have simply been grabbed and stuck in cages and publicly tortured for the past 4 years. We have tirelessly exposed that no Al-Qaeda leaders have been captured or discovered at Guantanamo Bay, either firsthand or via information garnered through torture. That includes women and blood, that's all I'll say, and many other things. A U.S. Army official visiting Camp Delta was quoted in 2002 as saying, "There are no big fish there. Some of these guys literally don't know the world is round." Yeah, they've questioned and they can't find America, don't know what it is. They grew up in little villages and never left. And the actual Al-Qaeda and others, Taliban, CIA agents, and we've had the former CIA section chief on talk about this. He was also on MSNBC. They just pull up at villages and just arrest everyone and take them to the camps all over the world. You've got to have the illusion. I mean, they don't just have fake camps. They don't just have innocent people. Why, that's ridiculous, Alex. Well, no, yes, they do. And then they enjoy it. I mean, this is what they're all about. And it goes on, a recent statistical report based entirely on data supplied by the Defense Department and intended to provide a more detailed picture of who the Guantanamo detainees are, how they ended up there, and the purposes purported basis for their enemy combatant designation has found that fewer than half of the 570 detainees whose histories were reviewed had been accused of any hostile acts. Now, that's just one of over 50 camps, by the way. Well, there's 30-something in Iraq alone, but there 50-plus black world sites around the planet. That's what the Pentagon calls it, black world. According to the report conducted by counsel of the detainees at Guantanamo, 40% of the inmates have no definitive connection with Al-Qaeda at all. They haven't been an employee of the U.S. government, huh? And so now it is being reported that under an enormous amount of pressure, the Pentagon has finally been forced into releasing further information about the inmates being held in the gulag in Cuba. Although the vast majority of the detainees deny any links or knowledge about Al-Qaeda, even after torture, or the Taliban, Dick Cheney has said they're bomb makers, they're facilitators of terror, they're members of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. If you let them out, they'll go back to trying to kill Americans. That's a quote. The evidence backing up Cheney's claims is astounding. Let's take a look at some of the overwhelming and compelling facts that make it clear just how dangerous the Guantanamo detainees are. Mohammed Gol, a former supermarket delivery driver and small-time farmer, was arrested at his home in eastern Afghanistan. U.S. and Afghan forces found a Kalashnikov rifle in his house, which every man over there has. He better have to protect his family. And that made him a suspect in attacks carried out by the Taliban because they use the same guns. Ooh, he's so evil. And that's the main weapon over there. It's about all they have. No matter that the country was littered with these weapons throughout the 70s and 80s during the Russian invasion, and literally every farmer has one. And that's true. Everyone has about three of them. Hasvullah Sav, also a farmer, was arrested for wearing an olive green military jacket. A certain terrorist. Now, where could he have possibly gotten that jacket from in a country that has experienced constant war with several different nations over the past three decades? Must have been Taliban. I mean, I went and bought an old U.S. Army jacket, a waterproof one from the local sporting goods store. Maybe I'll go to Gitmo. Well, he had an Army jacket, and the reason I bought it is it said Travis, and I like Travis County, where I live, Colonel Travis, Alamo. Oh, certain Al-Qaeda proof. And I have articles here where they're admitting, you had a battery charger. Oh, you had some peanut oil. Abdar Saeed Rahman, a chicken farmer, was arrested and remains at Camp Delta because his name is similar to a known military judge or deputy foreign minister of the Taliban, Adir Zahid Rahman. Well, it's nearly the same, but they must both be Taliban. Zain Ui Abedin, initially listed as Jumal John, a native of Tajikistan, born in 1978, was captured in Masir al-Sharif, Afghanistan, by coalition forces in July 3rd of 03. He told the tribunal that the U.S. forces had arrested the wrong man. That's true. The people who found me, that's me. They arrested me, but I'm not that name. I don't know what they call me. Jaun Jan, I'm not that person. Turns out he was a taxi driver. Imad Abdallah was a student in Yemen but was arrested when he visited a university in Pakistan. The evidence against him, he had a copy of the Quran. Oh, absolute, clear, definitive proof right there. Habib Noor was arrested because his mentally unstable brother was accused of fighting with the Taliban on the front lines. He is also accused of owning land that some attackers fled to after ambushing U.S. Special Forces and Afghan military forces. I was just making sacks to sell at the bazaar to make money for my family, Noor said. Salil Uzer, has insisted his purpose for travel to Turkey and Afghanistan in 2000 was to study Arabic, but no, he is thought to be clearly a bomb maker by U.S. officials because he was caught wearing a Casio watch, which is apparently the watch choice of bomb-making Taliban. These are the hardcore, the ones we cannot let go. We must keep them in cages, chained to walls. The truth is, there are no Taliban or Al-Qaeda top brass at Guantanamo because they were all flown out on U.S. planes in a deal done with Pakistan in late 2001 as the invasion began. They were good government agents being protected. And then it goes on to talk about how they're intelligence informants and how they actually breed intelligence informants and minions, servants, inside these torture camps. And it gets into how a SWAT terror expert, John Loftus, has gone on record with the fact that one of the key figures behind the July 7th London bombings, Harun Rashid, a SWAT, was in the service of British intelligence. And then it goes into just page after page of more evidence of government being behind the terror and controlling Al-Qaeda, creating Al-Qaeda. When we get back, I will cover the next article. And that concerns all mainstream media reports about what Homeland Security is up to. And this makes the old days of raiding toy stores for selling out-of-date Rubik's Cubes or knockoff Rubik's Cubes look pale. These newest developments make arresting homeless people sleeping on park benches under Patriot Act and charging them as terrorists look feeble. Why, this new chronicle, flooded out in the last few days, is mind-blowing. And then that integrates in with the other stories I have here, where any cold medicine you get will be tracked by Homeland Security. Don't have to tell me about it. I've had to be registered and have my license scanned to get some Sudafed a few weeks ago. All part of being a slave.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Another article Paul Watson put out today. Borrowed some money, you may be with Al-Qaeda, another victim of Homeland Security, financial snoops. Last week's story about retired Texas school teacher who came under Homeland Security microscope for paying off a $6,522 credit card debt has been trumped by a similar case involving the amount of just $650. Previously, Walter Soinge, I'm going to get him on, made national headlines when he attempted to pay off the credit card debt he had on MasterCard. The payment was rejected and automatically triggered an investigation by Homeland Security. Now we have the story of Eddie Booth, a community college professor in East Texas. Stuff going on in Texas. Trying to pay off her February credit card bill, Booth found her funds were short and so asked to borrow $650 from her sister to avoid an interest overcharge of $140. Booth made a $3,500 payment from her home account and then sent the other $650 with permission from her sister's electronic account. I watched the status of these two payments online. The $650 was pending one day and then showed the funded the next. All seemed fine, however. I could check back and the status online in the next 5 days. On the sixth day, I found an extra $650 payment canceled. Upon calling the credit card company, Booth was told that Homeland Security would not allow her to make two payments from two different sources in the same day. So see, and the article goes on and on. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But you have to understand, it isn't like the government snoops on a few people or listens to a few foreign phone calls. Everything runs through the government. Every prescription you get, whether it's for a prosthesis or for a prescription strength ibuprofen, whatever it is, birth control, it all instantly is uploaded to Homeland Security. Now, Bush was already doing it illegally 3 years ago, but then he got in some trouble, so he signed an executive order last year. No warrant, no nothing. Everything you're getting at the pharmacy instantly uploaded to a federal database. So that's what's happening. That's the reality. That's what's going on here. Okay? And where's the Fourth Amendment? Well, it's out the window. See, now Gonzalez last week's going, well, maybe there are more spy programs than what we just told you about. Well, we already know. We already know. It's admitted that everything, all the telecommunications are wired through NSA hubs put in the late 1990s in every telecommunications grid and hub in the world. It's all fed through because the telecommunications of the world are controlled by the European Union, the U.S., Australia, New Zealand. Those are the main backbones. It's all switched through there. And any major telecommunications that goes out of Europe or goes out of the U.S. or goes out of Asia, it all is routed through these systems. And people say, well, we better shut up then. They'll get us. Well, there's the evidence of the tyranny. There's the evidence of the control grid. And they're just racing ahead to put the toll roads in, the transponder tracking systems, the RFID and all the police cars and our cars and the badges and to have a job anywhere. They're now admitting, oh, you'll have to have an ID badge because terrorists might get us, but the border stays wide open. It's a sick joke. We're all going to live like prisoners. America's being turned into one giant prison. That's all that's happening. And it goes on, this is a monumental waste of time, and if there were any real terrorists out there, Homeland Security is more interested in your spending habits than Al-Qaeda. As Eddie Booth points out, this is such insanity. I mean, if you're paying your credit card, you've already obtained the explosives or whatever some time before. What is this leadership? When will we get some relief from these morons? They're not morons, Eddie Booth. Okay? They're not stupid. You understand you're the terrorist, Bubba. You're being strapped down for raping by the government. That's all this is. The very individuals you use 9/11 to force layer upon layer of increased state surveillance and big government bureaucracy upon us are the ones in business with Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. And yet it is the law-abiding citizens that get hassled for the simple desire to pay off some debt. Homeland Security targets toy store owners, T-shirt sellers, kindergartners, while hiring former East German Stasi heads to spy upon Americans and recruiting tattletale squads under Highway Watch, a program that encourages truckers, toll takers, road crews, and bus drivers to watch their fellow citizens and report suspicious activity. It seems painfully obvious that the people trying to take away our freedoms are not wearing turbans and shouting Allah Akbar, but are the enemy is within the gates. We'll be right back with more news, your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Your calls are coming up. Wide open phones today. Revised Patriot Act targets allergy cold meds. That's the Associated Press. I have 3 more articles like this today covering other issues. I mean, it's a total takeover. You turn on the news, though, this doesn't affect any citizens. It's only terror later. You're not for terrorists, are you? Wait, you're changing the laws to loot the pension funds. That's how we fight Al-Qaeda. Well, wait, you're violating federal law every day, giving your family members billion-dollar contracts. Shut up. Everybody knows that's a thing to weigh down the morale of the troops and break our resistance. It's a commie lie. Well, wait a minute. You're ballooning the size of the government at every level. More commie lies. Yeah, it's just mindless. Well, wait, you're trying to pass gun bans. More commie lies. Well, wait a minute. Bush, you say you're against the abortion ban up in the Dakotas. That's right. Abortion's conservative. It's just, well, wait a minute. You're, shut up, commie! you evil pro-life commie! All right, before I get into more news and your calls, don't vaccinate before you educate by Mayor Eisenstein, MD, JD, MPH. You want to know the truth about vaccines? An objective both sides view? That's why we carry this. It gives you both sides. It gives you the scientific facts. You need to get this book if you got children or you're an adult and you're thinking about vaccinating yourself. Here's another one, the United Nations Global Straitjacket by Joan Vion, the Agenda 21 Master Global Takeover Program. She has been to, I forget, it's like 30-something major global meetings and a whole bunch of other ones, and she's really the expert on it. And this book is powerful. You need it. It's in our bookstore online at Infowars.com. All these books are. The Elite Serial Killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK by Robert Galen Ross, Sr., an amazing book that you need to have. Another one here, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, his 6-plus years now. This book just came out last year, full of photos and documents and the globalists and how they run the planet and what he learned from covering the elite for now over a quarter century. We've got that book. The Coming Battle, Getting into the Federal Reserve Takeover System, written in 1898. Oh, this book is powerful, showing the folks that were way back, before the turn of the last century, battling the New World Order and how they wanted to dumb the American people down and what the American banking associations were doing and what was going on. And the all-time best 9/11 book I've read, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, by Webster Griffin Tarbley. He's got the same view, same analysis, spot on, the same conclusions we've come to here, full of diagrams, documents, photos, graphs. It's a long book, but an easy read because each chapter is so condensed and so well written. You need this book. There's a bunch of other books and videos we're carrying. We have Dylan Avery's Loose Change Second Edition, excellent 9/11 film, my 9/11 film, my newest, Martial Law, that also gets into the police state and the Bush-Nazi connection and Schwarzenegger and all of it. And there's also my newest film, The Order of Death, getting into the Illuminati, the latest infiltration into the Grove by one of their employees last year, footage inside the Owl, up close to the ritual sacrifices that George Bush and others engage in. Hey, I don't make this stuff up. We just report, folks. That new film is excellent. Go to Infowars.com, peruse all the different deals and specials and books and videos and books on tape and T-shirts and bumper stickers, and we're now carrying the Citizens Rule books, just got 2,000 of those in. Every new order gets one. With every order you make, big or small, you get a free Citizen Rule book. And if you get an order of multiple items, well, we're going to throw a couple of them in there. And you can also buy those in bulk, what you can get 10 of them for $10. And so we basically don't even make a profit at that rate. It's a little 90-something page color booklet, the whole history of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, jury nullification, the true power of juries and grand juries, a lot of famous quotes. I know of no little book that's more powerful. This is the handbook, the Citizens Rule book. This is the playbook. You need to have this. You can read it once this weekend in just an hour sitting there drinking coffee or whatever you imbibe in, whatever you enjoy, and then read it again in a week, then read it again in a month, and become an expert on it. Don't just read it once. Most Americans never read it once. Become an American. I don't think you're really an American until you've read this, folks. And then you'll see, compare this to what's going on now, and it's 180 degrees. Again, we're now carrying those. Infowars.com, or go to prisonplanet.tv to sign up online. You go to Infowars.com to get hard copies delivered to your door. Go to prisonplanet.tv. You get 5.3 months, almost half a year free when you sign up during this month, the spring special, at prisonplanet.tv. All 14 of my films, my weekly TV show, weekly video interviews in studio here, inside the radio studio, all my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films, Loose Change 2, Reverend Ted Pike's videos. It's all up there, prisonplanet.tv, and it's a great activist center. You're allowed to on the site to download my videos and burn them to disk and get them out to folks. It's an amazing activist tool, prisonplanet.tv, or call toll-free to get hard copies of any of the films, 1-888-253-3139. People always end up calling and saying, man, it took me weeks to get that number. Say it twice. Okay, 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can make copies of all my videos when you order them. I want you to. I want you to spread the word. That's where it has the effect. That's where it has the power. Through you standing up to the tyranny and taking action. Think about that term, standing up. It means not laying down. It just means standing up to a bully. So many times in my life, when I just stood up to something, when I just bit the bullet and said, I don't care, when I just stood up to a thug, every time it turned out better than laying down. So stand up, folks. All right. We're going to go to your calls. In fact, let's just go to your calls now, and then I'll get into what dovetails with the last report. In every used car you get, every house you buy, every check you cash, every prescription you get, every book you buy at a major bookstore. Oh, you didn't know it's not just the libraries? Under the Patriot Act, they are hooked in getting all of that data. And see, now under the new national ID card and the national sales tax being sold by their operatives on talk radio, Mr. Fair Tax, definitely an operative, clearly, and I've met him, I've had a confrontation with him, I didn't come over and confront me. Never showed that video. I'll put that on the website. The point is, the fair tax, the flat tax, is a complete fraud and is their road to total control. Because they're going to keep the income tax, that's official 10 years ago, and give you the sales tax on top of it. And yeah, I know, you'll roll your eyes and laugh about it when you're living under both. Just remember I told you. That's the power we got. We can just tell you what's going to happen, and no matter how crazy it sounds, my wife's nice father, who's very well educated and worked in diplomatic corps in the agriculture department, all, you know, lived in Europe, a smart guy, but he was over with some family yesterday for about an hour, drinking some iced tea outside. Some of the in-laws were visiting town. And he goes, you know, my pastor's having trouble with some of his congregation because he now believes from the evidence that 9/11's an inside job. And he was a pretty mainstream guy. And I said, what do you think? He's like, well, yeah, I'm going to give him one of your videos. So, I mean, it's just getting more and more and more mainstream. You see, more and more and more mainstream. But somebody had to hit the barbed wire first. Somebody had to charge the machine gun nest first. Somebody had to go over the wall first. And again, have I been punished for doing that? No. Have I been blessed? Yes. Did I go through trials and tribulations? Yes, but I was happy in it. I was ready to face it. I was cheerful about it. And it just always is darkest before the dawn, my friends. And it is exciting to know that we're going to expose these murdering terrorists. Yes, it's scary to know the people running our government flew planes into buildings. Yes, it's scary to know that they do all these, engage in all these crimes. That's why we chronicle all the admitted crimes. Our government admits they carried out hundreds of other bombings and blame it on their enemies. That is declassified in public. So, once you go look at all the other examples that are admitted, once you sit there and read off Library of Congress declassified documents where our government calls for carrying out terror, once you know that, once you check the facts, once you see what I'm saying is true, you are now among the sane. You are now among the normal. You are not these people running around posing. I mean, I talk a lot about this, but I just can't, words can't describe it. I see people. I was at the gym yesterday riding the exercise bike for 30 minutes and lifting weights, and I'm sitting up there watching crowds for 30 minutes while I'm riding the bike, and they're all looking around. They're all real insecure. They're primping. They're posing. They're strutting. Well, there's nothing wrong with that at a certain level. That's natural, especially if you're feeling good about yourself and aggressive. But I was looking. They weren't doing it because they were feeling good about themselves and were aggressive. Most of them were just really insecure because there was nothing inside of them. And it was only this outward shell, this projection. I mean, that's why you go through the grocery store line and it's all People Magazine and National Enquirer and, oh, look, the Star's got cellulite. Ha, 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 they're dumb. Let's pull them down. Because people are jealous and envious and they think that person's attained some type of great success and they're feeling worthless and so they can feel okay by seeing the hot shot being sullied. Meanwhile, there's a whole real world out there, a whole real world of being engaged. I mean, it is so much more fun to be in your garden pulling radishes and turnips out of the ground and walking around barefoot with your family and looking at the sun and the tops of the trees or walking around in a brook or a stream or fishing or hiking in the woods at night or a campfire than it is hanging around at some cocktail party with Hollywood people. And a lot of them are really nice and cool people, but, I mean, I just don't really seek them out, even though some of them are my friends, because it's really boring. And you'll find them actually out in the babbling brook. They're of the same mind because they've realized it. But you've got America totally sucked in to Madison Avenue and Wall Street, and it's all geared to make you feel insecure. Women, tens of billions of dollars a year focused on you to make you feel small, to take a feminine image that isn't natural and isn't what men even want, by the way, and to sell you that you're inadequate. Men, you're told that running around guzzling beer, grunting, sticking your belly out, worshiping George Bush, and saying, nuke them all, turn into a glass parking lot, I love Vince Young, is manly. And I'm sorry, that's not manly. Manly is knowing that your children are being brainwashed by scientifically crafted curriculum at the public school, and manly's taking on three jobs if need be to have the money so your wife can stay home and homeschool them, or so you can send them to private school. That's what manliness is. Manliness is getting out of debt and working five jobs if need be, 20 hours a day. Manliness is standing up against corrupt government and going down to the city council and fighting corrupt laws. Manliness is being at the state legislature. Manliness is standing up against tyranny and walking up to a police checkpoint and confronting the police. Manliness is being a leader of your tribe, a leader of your people, defending your people from tyranny and oppression. That's what manliness is. Manliness is not sucking your thumb. Manliness is not the facsimile or the husk or the image of some simulated prosthesis sports gladiatorial diversion. That ain't it. And you're a bunch of effeminate twerps. I sit there watching ESPN while I'm on the exercise bike there at the gym, and I just look at it with the sound off, and then just the men are a bunch of ninnying twits. They're supposed to be strategizing about legislation and what the local tax assessor's doing and understanding the sophistication of the country's history and knowing their great-grandfather's name and the great things he did. Instead, all of the brain's powers of detail and subterfuge and understanding and discernment is gone, and it's all into endless minutiae of how Tiger Woods did and how he'll do in the future. You see, you're not stupid. You're distracted. You're mesmerized. You've been hypnotized. And I'm here to slap you upside the head and tell you to wake up! Murdering criminals run the country. Lying, murdering, Malthus, Malthusian creatures who've made Faustian deals with the New World Order and are social Darwinists who openly speak in their own policy papers of how they want to kill you and how the war on terror is meant to herd you into the compact cities so they can do that to you at their leisure. Now, if that isn't something to get upset about, and if that isn't something to get fired up about, and if that isn't something to get worked up about and to stand up concerning, you've got a major malfunction. Don't you deny what I'm saying out of hand, some of you out there, you neocon twerps. Don't you sit there and tell me I'm making anything up without checking it out. Don't you deny what I've said before you even looked into it. Because as the old cliche goes, if 10% of what I'm saying is true, you're in a lot of trouble. I'm in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. And believe me, unfortunately, it's a lot worse than I can even articulate. Every time I do a report, it ends up being far worse than I thought. People think I exaggerate until they check out the facts, then they email me and say, look here, it's worse. Yes, it's much worse than you can even speak. The beauty in this world is so beautiful one cannot describe it with words, and the ugliness in this world is so ugly and so stinking and so wicked, and the heaps of death that it piles up and the beauty it rends, it's indescribable. And if I sound angry at people, I am. I use this analogy, I'll use it again. If your house is on fire and your neighbor shows up, and he's trying to help you out, and you won't get out of your bed, and you won't leave, and you tell him that the house isn't on fire, even as your bedroom catches on fire. Then the firefighters show up, and you're laying there. When the firefighters come in to drag you out, if you try to push them away, what are they going to do to you? They're going to grab you by your hair, probably punch you in the face, and ask you what your problem is, because they're risking their lives to try to get you out of a bad situation you're in, and you're so mesmerized by the New World Order snake, and you're like a fat little bird sitting up in the tree. tree and its eyes are spinning and you're mesmerized and you don't even know the jaws of death when they're dripping languid acid from the orifices as it prepares to suck you down into hell itself. So listen to me, everyone. I want you to go to every hill and mountain. I want you to tell everybody from every church top, from every hill, from every dale, from every valley, from every creek bottom, in every business, in every company, in every church, in every place, in every organization, with your motorcycle, or your hot rod club, or your VFW, or your 4-H club, whatever it is, you've got to be the leaders and get involved in this fight now and stand up against this new world order. And start being real men, start being real women, start engaging the New World Order, start admitting an enemy when you see it, stop denying it just because the enemy wraps itself in a flag, just because a wolf wraps itself in sheep's clothing, just because they're sneaking up on you with cloaking devices on, you can see right through it. Stop convincing yourself that this isn't happening. I'm sorry it's happening. I know it's scary. But the course of not standing up against it is much more dangerous than standing up against it. So set sail for freedom. Set your course and don't deviate. We're going down with a fight. We may just win this thing.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Couldn't happen here. It has. Pulling no punches. Going 110%. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, now we'll start taking calls, and then we'll get into more news coming up in the next hour. But first, we'll get through all the callers that have been holding. Gil, Kenneth, James, Alex, Mark, many others. Gil in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
I'd like to comment first on what you've been going over for the past hour. Man, if you could just bottle that and sell it, you'd be, it's better than any power drink I could ever pull off the shelf. I mean, such enthusiasm, such passion, such faith, it wakes you up. I suggest a guest, maybe, Roy Masters. You ever heard of Roy Masters?
Yeah, we've had him on. I don't particularly subscribe to all the stuff he said, but we had him on. He's interesting.
But the fact that he wants people to wake up and see reality for what it is a very important thing that you've been stressing, because I see that, too. I look in people's eyes, and there's nothing there, man. I mean, there's nobody home. It's just a blank itchiness. It's all, you know, well, how can I...
They're all at lower animal levels. Eat, sex, party, relax. You know,
it sounds like one of those science fiction movies where you have the glasses and it says consume.
Yeah, that's They Live, yes.
They Live, and that's what I'm saying, that we need a new pair of glasses that wakes us up. What do you make of Kinky Freeman? Is he just surface noise, or he's serious about doing something here in Texas?
Well, he's an outsider, definitely. I mean, he'd be better than what we currently have. I mean, anything is better than Rick Perry, the gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting creature.
You call him a minion. Now, what's a minion? That's someone who does the bidding for someone else, and he's not his own man.
Yeah, a minion's a little demonic servant.
Today's election day here in Southeast Texas, and I noticed the Vote Texas thing. They do not show you that it's electronic voting. And an interesting
Well, they have an ad going, this new system works real well, ensures your vote gets counted. So enjoy the new system. I've heard lots of PR propaganda.
Southeast Texas, they don't even show the electronic. They don't even say it or mention it. They have some voting fraud here going with ballot boxes. Now, they're not ballot boxes with electronic voting, right? It's all electronically done.
Well, the entire state doesn't have it. Travis County, Hayes, and Williamson are totally electronic with the new touchscreen systems. But some counties in the state haven't yet adopted the Central Intelligence Agency gadgets.
Well, since we have it here, I'm going to see how the elections turn out here in a week or so, and I'll let you know if there's any kind of voting fraud and call you back and report from. I'll be your man here in Southeast Texas, let you know.
That's awesome, Gil. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Kenneth in Louisiana. Kenneth, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I think if Jesus Christ would come back and he can only use 10 words, I think he would say, I called you to be disciples and not half-assed conservatives. That's what I've called to talk about, the failure of conservatism in the last 30 to 40 years. If I can use the football analogy, much of conservatism today plays a prevent defense. They prevent the long 80-yard bomb, but they'll give up 10 and 15-yard plays every shot.
You know, it's more than that, sir. Actually, and a lot of former congressmen and current congressmen have said this. It's well known to those that are informed. Worse things actually happen under Republicans. That's the reality. Bigger government, more police state. 7 of the 9 members of the Supreme Court are Republican appointed. Both parties are equally owned, sir. I mean, at the committee chairman and above level, it's a staged event.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and you were also absolutely right about the modern evangelical church a couple of weeks ago that has bought out. I did a little research on these modern church leaders, and they're nothing but part of the system also.
Well, I agree with you, and they're there to tell you, lay down, do nothing, everything's fine. Oh, great, stuff's getting worse. That means Jesus is coming soon, and it's just and evil's taking over and doing horrible things, and just smiling, oh, my preacher drives a big Cadillac. I'm going to give him my money.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.